Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today's episode is especially for the one who may feel like things are moving a little bit too slowly in life. Perhaps you're not seeing the progress that you had hoped to see, or maybe there are areas of growth in some parts of your life, but there's this other part of your life where you're asking questions. Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right decisions? Now, I don't have all of the answers for those questions. However, I did want to take a moment to highlight 5 signs that you might be growing in your life, 5 areas that you may have forgotten about or you haven't really spent that much time reflecting on. And it's just good for us to be reminded of how we are growing. It's good to be able to see that progress and say, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Or, oh, I didn't realize that I had grown in this area. So this episode comes from some reflection that I've done in my own life, and I hope to share it with you as well. 5 signs that you are growing. Number 1, your social circle is changing. And you're starting to realize that it's okay. You're giving yourself permission to say goodbye and recognize that these people were a part of your life for a particular time. And if you aren't as close as you used to be, that's all right. As you move forward, you can carry with you everything you learned from those connections as you make new connections along the journey. Number 2, you're starting to recognize your need for rest. Even though you're taking baby steps, something in you knows that there is more ahead. In order to keep going, you can't run on empty. And you're learning more about who you are. You're learning more about your capacity, and you're discovering who you are when you are not working and meeting demands. You are realizing that there is grace for the process of learning to rest. Number 3, you are no longer satisfied with the shallow waters. You're wanting to go deeper. You can't always put words to it, but something in you is craving something more. Not more things, but a more intentional life. You're allowing yourself to not be judgmental of people who do not want to go deeper with you. You're recognizing they are simply in a different place, but where they are doesn't keep you from going out beyond the shore in pursuit of something more. Number 4, you're starting to find peace in knowing that good things take time. Waiting is anything but easy, but you're accepting that it's a part of the process. You're paying attention to the smallest details you never noticed before. You're welcoming more present moments where you used to just try and kill the time. You can't quite put words to it, but you can feel that something is changing inside of you, and you're willing to give it time. The 5th sign that you're growing, you can look back on certain moments of your life with gratitude for what you learned in that season. And maybe for some things, you can even look back and laugh. You can see that even though you still have a ways to go, you have come so far. Some things just don't bother you like they used to. I hope that these five signs that you are growing served as an opportunity to look back with gratitude for how far you have come. Yes, there is still present uncertainty. There are questions about where you are and where you're headed that might leave you with unanswered questions. And at the same time, you have this opportunity to look back, even if it's just in glimpses, and see you have already been making so much progress. So here's to continuing to grow mindfully in grace, one day at a time. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What's something that used to bother you 5 years ago that just doesn't bother you anymore? And what changed? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.